Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest and the Moose here for another episode of footballpredictions.net, the podcast, and we're covering Serie A games for the 30th of August to the 1st of September 2024. What have we got lined up today, Moose?
Oh, we got Venezia at home to Torino, Inter Milan takes on Atalanta, Bologna takes on Empoli, Cagliari travels to Lecce, Lazio takes on AC Milan, Napoli takes on Parma, Fiorentina takes on Monza, Verona travels to Genoa. Top of the table, Juventus takes on AS Roma. And finally, Udinese takes on Como.
You can see all the details for those matches that we're about to discuss in this podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition in the world from A to Z.
And on our website, it will show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels, plus video streaming services, as well as team news, match odds from local bookmakers.
Yeah, look in the description of this podcast episode and you'll find direct clickable links to all the matches that we're going to discuss in the podcast, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18 plus gamble aware. Let's get going on these upcoming matches. We've got Venezia, 17th in the table versus Torino, currently third, kicks off on Friday, 30th of August, 5:30 in the evening for UK time. Visit footballpredictions.net to view the kickoff time and betting odds, plus the broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match, and you can watch it live streamed on Bet365. If you want to watch that subscription free, use our bonus code FP365.
Yes, and for the teams, Venezia, ooh, the tricky start to the season, 3 away matches, including the Coppa d'Italia, but they got knocked out of the Coppa d'Italia to Brescia, who are not even playing in the Serie A. They lost 3-1 in that game. We predicted them to go down at Lazio in the first Serie A game of the season. We had Lazio win in that game. Venezia lost 3-1. Now, Venezia did manage to pick up a point of Fiorentina, so not too bad before they will finally enter and have their first home game of the season against Torino. But Torino themselves had a very good start to the season because they are through in the Coppa d'Italia. They did play Cosenza at home. They won 2-0. We predicted that outcome. But then they had actually a tricky start to the Serie A season on paper because they were at AC Milan in their first game. They got a 2-2 draw before beating Atalanta 2-1 at home. So some very good results for Torino against some of the top sides in the Serie A last season. So to pick up 4 points from those games, quite surprising. And yeah, that's probably affecting how we're also looking at the outcome for this particular game.
Yeah, we are actually going for a Torino away win. It's going to be tight, we do think. Under 2.5 goals is our tip. You can pick that up, odds of 1.75. And for the Torino win, we've got odds of 2.05. So, yeah, bookies think it's going to be fairly close either way as well. So, yeah, we think 1-0. So we think it's going to be a low scorer. And 1-0 to Torino, odds of 7 or 6-1 for that match. And just regarding the poll that we have on our webpage for this, have a look at it. At the moment, it's looking like only 17% of people think the home win for Venezia. And Torino, 61% of people believe they will get the away win. And the rest, which is about another 23% or so, look towards a draw, which is another thing you might want to consider for this game. So 1-0 to Torino. For that one, and that leads nicely into Inter Milan, currently second, versus Atalanta, currently eighth. Kicks off on Friday, also 8:15 PM, Friday night, 30th of August. Visit footballpredictions.net and you can see the kickoff time, betting odds, and all the broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. You can definitely live stream it on Bet365, subscription free, use our bonus code FP365.
Yes, and that's what this is going to be a really interesting game. Two of the top teams from last season, the champions, Inter Milan and Atalanta, who won the Europa League and started the season with a defeat to Real Madrid in the Super Cup. But then they went on to beat Lecce 4-0 away from home in the first game of the season. We did say that Atalanta was going to win that game, and we also said they were going to win it 2-0. So 4-0, good prediction there, but surprised us a little bit last week with that defeat at Torino. But, and they're now heading for their third away game in a row. So it's going to be a tricky test for Atalanta against an Inter Milan side who started the season a bit slow. They had a 2-2 draw at Genoa. And, but then they also beat Lecce. They beat Lecce 2-0 at home. We predicted that one. We had 2-1 and a 2-0 to Inter Milan. So yeah, going into this game, considering that Atalanta fell to that, to Torino, Inter Milan up and running with that home win against Lecce, that's probably affecting a little bit how we're looking at this game for the predictions.
Yeah, we actually like for this one, our tip is actually both teams to score. And you can see that happening with two really good teams. And 1.7 is all you can get though for the odds on that. Full-time result prediction, even worse. Inter Milan to win is what we're going for. We only get 1.65. So for an Inter win, we've gone for the correct score of 3-1. Pretty hefty one. And much better odds on this. You can get that for 12 or 11 to 1. So if you like the correct score, that could be a bit better for profitability. But for safety, yeah, we like for both teams to score or Inter Milan to win. Now, we also have a poll on the site, and 68% of people like an Inter Milan win, 13% go for Atalanta. Only 13%, considering how well they've done recently. Yep. It's surprising, but the rest of the other 19% people like a draw, which is quite a lot. And yeah, you could see that, but yeah, heavily favoured Inter, and yeah, let's hope that one goes according to what we are predicting. So next up, we've got Bologna, 18th at the moment, versus Empoli, who are currently 7th. This one kicks off on Saturday, 31st of August, at 5:30. You can find your local kickoff time, game odds, and the available broadcast streaming channels for this match, of course, on our page on footballpredictions.net, where you'll also find the poll. You can live stream this on Bet365. Join them, and you can watch it subscription-free. It doesn't cost anything. You just have to have something deposited, anything, and or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. And, yeah, you can join them and watch a subscription free using our bonus code FP365.
Yes, and as for these two teams, tale of two different starts to the season, really, but probably not the way that we would have predicted at the beginning of the season, because it's actually Empoli who's had the better start to the season. They started with a win in the Coppa d'Italia against Catanzaro. They beat them 4-1. We predicted them to beat them. And then they went on with a draw against Monza. We had under 2.5 goals in that game. No both teams to score. It ended 0-0. And then they made a huge, probably the shock of the round last week, because they beat Roma 2-1 away from home. So actually, Empoli off to a very good start. Bologna, remember, that was the big surprise of last season. However, they lost their manager to Juve, and now they seem to be struggling. So the beginning to the season was a 1-1 draw at home to Udinese, and then they fell to a 3-0 defeat last week at Napoli. We did predict Bologna to lose that game and not to score. So, yeah, lost 3-0 in that game. But we do think that Bologna will turn things around in this game.
Yes, thank you. Yes, we're actually going for a correct score on this one of 2-0. You can get odds of that of 7 at the moment. That's pretty tasty compared to what you get for everything else, which is a Bologna win. 1.62, so they're fairly heavily favoured by the bookies. But also, our tip here is actually under 2.5 goals. 1.73 is what you can get for that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fairly comfortable for Bologna, although they haven't won at home in the last 4 league matches, so they're going to need a win. 57% of people in our poll on our webpage for this, which you can vote in, think of Bologna. Only 10% like Empoli. So, yeah, not exactly convincing. And quite a few people are liking a draw more than an Empoli win. So it is heading towards the consensus of Bologna in this game. Let's look next up at Lecce, who take on Cagliari, who are respectively 20th and 12th in the table. Kicks off Saturday, 31st of August, 5:30 in the evening for us in the UK. Go to footballpredictions.net, opt for the page for this, to find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming options. Speaking of those, one of which is Bet365. You can live stream from them for this game, subscription free, and use our bonus code FP365.
Yes, and as for these two teams, ouch, not a great start for Lecce to the season. However, let's say a predictable start to the season, because for football predictions, we've actually had the outcomes of all of Lecce's games correct so far. They started with a Coppa Italia win against Mantova 2-1. We had 3-1. So outcome over 2.5, both teams to score in that one. We said they were going to lose 2-0 at home to Atalanta. They lost not 1-0, but 4-0. And finally, last week, they lost 2-0 at Inter Milan. And we predicted the outcome of that game as well. As for Cagliari, they actually started the season with a 3-1 win in the Coppa d'Italia. I'm not going to try and pronounce the name against the team they played, but they won 3-1 and we predicted 3-1. Beginning of the season, tricky. Roma at home. It was a 0-0 draw. We had under 2.5. No both teams to score in that game. So we did predict that. And then they played Cesc Fabregas' Como team, where we had both teams to score. Last week, it ended 1-1. But yeah, so two draws for Cagliari at the beginning of the Serie A season, two defeats for Lecce. So yeah, it's going to be a tight game, this one.
Yeah, Lecce will be wanting to bounce back here, get a bit of a better result. And yeah, we think they will. We've got them down as a narrow 1-0 winners in this game. And just look at the odds for that. If you want a correct score of 1-0, 6.5 is what you can get for that. So, which is considerably better than the under 2.5 goals tip that we have. 1.62 is all you'll get returned for that one. But if you do like a Lecce win, this is much better. You get 2.25. So although we think it'll be a narrow one, we think they will actually win. Lecce haven't been beaten in the league by Cagliari in the last five games. So, yeah, let's hope they can turn their fortunes around and do Cagliari by the single goal, which would be nice for us. Next up, we've got Lazio, currently in ninth, playing AC Milan, currently in 14th. Wow. Kicks off on Saturday, 31st of August, 7:45 UK time in the evening. Find your local kickoff time and game odds and the available broadcast streaming channels for this match on our page on footballpredictions.net. Look in the description for details. This one's actually being shown here in the UK on Discovery Plus, TNT Sports 1. Or if you don't want to pay for a subscription, watch it subscription free on Bet365. Use our bonus code FP365.
Yeah, another greatest start for AC Milan to the season and a bit of a mixed one for Lazio as well. But yeah, if we look at AC Milan 2-2 in that first game at home to Torino, a game they probably anticipated to win. And then they played Parma, promoted team Parma, and they lost 2-1. Mm. We did predict both teams to score over 2.5 goals in that game. But yeah, a defeat to AC Milan and Parma was a bit surprising. Now to Lazio, they also lost last week. They lost at Udinese. They lost 2-1. Bit of a surprise as well. What wasn't so surprising was the win at home to Venezia in the first game of the season, where we did predict Lazio to win. They won 3-1 in that game. But yeah, this is going to be a really interesting contest between two teams that, yeah, we'll be looking for points. I mean, AC Milan will be looking for the first win of the season. But do we think they will get that?
No. We actually are finding it difficult to separate these two. We think it might be one of those cagey games where both teams don't want to lose again. And we'll be looking to kind of just take a point. So we've actually gone for a draw and a no scoring draw, actually. I'll tell you what the odds are for that. 0-0 is what we actually are predicting for a correct score. You can get odds of 11 for that, which is pretty good, 10-1. But regarding just a draw, you get odds of 3.4. I think I'd be more inclined to look at that, just in case it's a 1-1 or a 2-2 or whatever. But we have gone for under 2.5, having said that. And under 2.5 goals prediction is our tip, 1.91. I think that's probably where you'll find the most value in that one. Next up, we've got Napoli, 11th in the table at the moment, versus Parma, who are just currently sitting on 5th. This kicks off on Saturday, 31st of August at 7:45 p.m. in the UK. Go to footballpredictions.net on the page for this and you'll find the local kickoff time, the betting odds, broadcast streaming options available in your local area. Of course, this one is also live streamed on Bet365. Watch it subscription free using our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them.
Yes, and as for Napoli and Parma. Interesting start to life in the Serie A by Parma. They did get knocked out of the Coppa d'Italia, but after that, a 1-1 draw at home to Fiorentina, followed up by a 2-1 win against AC Milan. I don't think anyone had anticipated Parma to have 4 points, but at this point in the, already. Good start for Parma before this trip to Napoli. And they'll probably need a bit of momentum, because in Napoli as well, they did go down 3-0 at Verona in that first game, but did they bounce back last week? They beat Bologna 3-0. We predicted them to beat Bologna 2-0. They beat them 3-0 in that game. And as to Parma, we just covered it with AC Milan. We had over 2.5 both teams to score in that game. Parma to win. But yeah, we do reckon that this is Parma's first away game of the season. Napoli traditionally very strong at home. So yeah, I think we reckon that Parma probably will struggle in this game.
Yeah, and interestingly, yeah, a couple of stats to throw in which might make people think either way on this. Parma, I mean, this covers last season as well, of course, but they have not been beaten in their last 8 league matches away from home. They've been quite good at not losing any points, but they are, on the other hand, without an away win away from home in the last 4. So yeah, it's that's the stats, right? But we do think it'll be a home win, and we're going for Napoli to win 2-0. That's our correct score prediction, of which you can get odds at the moment. Look on our webpage, this, you'll see all the local odds for this. But at the moment, 7.5 you can get for a 2-0. 65% of people in a poll on that page think that it'll be a Napoli win as well, and only 17% like Parma, with the rest fancying a draw. Our tip actually is under 2.5 goals for this game, and you can get that at odds of 2.1. Probably the safest bet is Napoli to win, we think. And 1.48 is what's on offer at the bookies at the moment. So 2-0 to Napoli. Let's see if that plays out like we predict. Next up, it's Fiorentina. They're currently 13th in the table, taking on Monza, who are 16th. So this one kicks off Sunday, 1st of September, 5:30 p.m. in the UK. Do go to footballpredictions.net, find the webpage for this. You'll find your local kickoff time, betting odds, and all the broadcast streaming options available in your area so you can watch it. You can actually watch it and bet on it if you want on Bet365. They are live streaming it. You can see that one subscription free. You don't have to cost anything. And you just have deposit a unit of currency in there, or, which you can take out later, by the way, or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. But you can watch that. Use our bonus code FT365.
Yes, and as for these two teams, ouch. Monza, again, not off to the best start here. I know that they do sit 16th because they did get a draw at Empoli. However, in the Coppa d'Italia, and again, we do 90 minutes here. There was 0-0 after 90 minutes against Sudtirol. 0-0 there, 0-0 at Empoli. And then last week at home to Genoa, they lost 1-0. So Monza is yet to score a goal this season, which is quite interesting. And then they're playing a Fiorentina team who, again, they've not had the best start to the season. They've also not won a game yet. However, they have scored goals. They had a 1-1 draw at Parma, but then it was a 0-0 against Venezia at home in the Serie A last week. They did play in a Conference League qualifier, probably very surprising as well. It was a 3-3 draw with Puskas Academy from Hungary, probably a team that they would have anticipated to beat in like that game. But yeah, a Monza team with no goals on their record and who also has never won at Fiorentina. So yeah, again, what are we looking at for our prediction?
Well, we like, for our actual tip, we like both teams to score in this one. You can get odds of 1.95. But in terms of the actual outcome, we believe it will be a Fiorentina win. Odds on that, you can get 1.65 at the moment, so they're quite heavily favoured. Although they haven't won a home game in the last 2 league matches, Fiorentina, we think they will turn up and beat Monza in this one. Of course, it's only Monza, you could say. But that's the way we're looking at it. Odds-wise, 2-1 is the correct score prediction we've gone for. You can get odds, if you like those bets, of 8.5. If you do like Fiorentina to win, like I said, 1.65. Now, regarding our user poll, find this on our webpage for this game. 56% of you like Fiorentina, 19% say a Monza win, and like 25% a draw. So, you know, closer than probably I would have thought. But we do like the Fiorentina win at home. I think that'll give them the edge. Next up, it's Genoa, fourth in the table at the moment, take on Hellas Verona, who are 10th. Kicks off on Sunday, 1st of September, 5:30 p.m. Do find your local kickoff time, game odds, and available broadcast streaming channels for this match on our webpage. See the description for the clickable links on footballpredictions.net. This, of course, being live streamed by Bet365. You can watch all the action on there. And, use our bonus code FP365 to watch it subscription free.
Yes, and that's for Genoa, who actually had a fairly decent end to last season. They kind of continued that into this season. They beat in the Coppa d'Italia, they are through. They beat Reggiana 1-0. We did predict them to win that game 2-0 as well. So through in the Coppa d'Italia and in the Serie A, and a nice 2-2 draw against Inter Milan in the first game. I don't think you'll complain about that. That particular result is a good result against the champions, and also the fact that they had a really late equalizer in that game just made it even more sweet for the home team. So yeah, 2-2 draw against Inter. Then against Munster last week, they beat them 1-0, hence why they're sitting fourth, because they have 4 points after two games. So yeah, good start by Genoa. Now Verona, on the other hand, they also had a really great start to the season, because they beat Napoli 3-0 at home. 3-0 at home. Yeah. They did get knocked out, though, by Serie B team Cesena in the Coppa d'Italia. prior to that Napoli game. But yeah, did they turn it around? Then they did go down 3-0 at home to Juventus last week. Weird. So yeah, three home matches, mixed results for Verona. But I think that 3-0 win against Napoli probably shows that Verona can do something. Now, against Genoa, they lost both games last season, and we think we're probably looking at something similar this time around as well with Genoa and the start they've had.
Yeah, and Hellas Verona being a bit Jekyll and Hyde at the moment. We just don't know what to expect. But, we are veering towards the idea of a Genoa win. We think it's going to be a close one. 2-1 is what we're predicting in terms of the correct score. If you did like correct score predictions, you can pick that up for odds of 9 or 8 to 1. And, if you, want to look at our, more realistic tips, all time result, Genoa to win, you can get odds of 2. And both teams to score is what we like here. 2.05. Probably a pretty good chance of that happening. And, regarding what our users think, you guys out there in our poll on our webpage for this, which you can find on footballpredictions.net, just look for this page, 61% of people think Genoa will win, and only 22% like Hellas Verona. So let's see if that one turns out to be like we expect. Next up, we've got Juventus, top of the table, playing Roma, who dropped right down to 15th. I know it's early days. Kicks off Sunday, 1st of September, 7:45 p.m. in the UK. Visit footballpredictions.net, and you can see the kickoff time, betting odds, and broadcast streaming channels tailored to your location for this match. And of course, this one you can also stream live, subscription free on Bet365. If you want to watch that, use our bonus code FP365.
Yes, and what a start Juve has done has made to this season. Obviously, end of last season, they completely tanked with very few wins and completely fell. Fell from the top, basically. What a start they've made to this season. 3-0 home win against Como, promoted team, anticipated. We had 2-0, it ended 3-0. So we had the outcome on Juve, we had them to not concede. And similarly, last week against Verona, in Verona, they beat them 3-0. And this was a Verona team that beat Napoli 3-0 just a week before. So not an easier way game for Juve, but yeah, convincingly beat them 3-0, and we again predicted them to win and to win 2-0. So good results for Juve. Now, Roma not got off to a good start at all. They went to Cagliari in the first game, 0-0, and we did have under and no both teams to score in that game. I think the surprising result of last round was definitely this one, because it was Roma losing at home to Empoli. The fact that Roma now has to travel to Juventus, it's not going to be an easy game for Roma to turn their season around in. What do we think?
Well, as you might they'll probably expect Juventus to win. And we think they'll win just by a goal. We've gone for 2-1. Odds of that you can get currently at 8.5. Check out website, you'll see what your local odds are. And but yeah, we like a prediction for both teams to score as well. You can pick that up for 1.95. But the Juventus win, you can also grab for 1.75. So yeah, I think our users are thinking the same as us, because I was looking at the poll on that page. You think that 75% of you anyway think that Juventus will just take the win, and only 8% Roma, with the further 17% liking a draw. Next, we've got Udinese, 6th in the league at the moment, versus Como, who are 19th. It kicks off on Sunday, the 1st of September, 7:45 p.m. in the UK. Find your local kickoff time and the game odds and available broadcast streaming channels for this match on our page on footballpredictions.net. Check our clickable links in the description. And another one you can stream live on Bet365. You can watch that subscription free there. Just use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them.
Yes, and for Udinese, a great start to the season, actually. They started their season with a 4-0 win against Avellino in the Coppa d'Italia. We predicted them to beat Avellino, and we predicted them to also have a game with over 2.5 goals. The first game of the season, they traveled to Bologna. Bologna, who did really well last season by qualifying for the Champions League, and they got a 1-1 draw there before beating Lazio 2-1 at home last week. So yeah, some great results for Udinese in at the beginning of the season. Como, it was always going to be difficult for them, promoted team into the Serie A. Obviously, it's not like in the UK where you get huge TV money to just spend on your team. And they had a tricky start to the season because they had to travel to Juventus in the Serie A, and they lost 3-0 in that game. We did anticipate a defeat for Como. We said 2-0, they lost 3-0. And then last week at Cagliari, they did pick up a point. They got a 1-1 draw, and we did have both teams to score in that game. So, tricky start for Como. And considering how Udinese has started their season, it's going to be another tricky test, another tricky away game for them coming up.
Yeah. And we think it might be a bit closer than a lot of people expect. Because also, I think Udinese have got their injury problems. I think they've got Pizarro, Alexis Sanchez is out, and a couple other players actually. So one's looking at them as being potentially having some weaknesses. However, we think that being at home, they will be a bit too strong. But you know, it will be, I think, a very cagey one. And we think under 2.5 goals is a good bet for this one. 1.73 odds you can get for under 2.5 goals in this. If you do like a Udinese win, which we're predicting, odds there are 2.05 for Udinese to get the win. And if you like a correct score, 1-0 is what we're liking here. 7 are the odds you can get for that. So have a look at those on our site as well. In our poll, you users believe that 44% of you anyway believe that Udinese will get the win, and only 13% think Como. But, you know, a lot of people like a draw for this. In fact, 44% of people like a draw.
Yeah.
But you get odds of 3.4 for draw. But 44% of people like a draw, which is the same number of people that think Udinese will win. So, maybe a draw is another good option for that. Keep an open mind on that one. Como would do well to get it. But, you know, they're performing okay, even though it's away from home. But like I said, Udinese with some injury issues. Again, if you're going to watch these matches on Bet365, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18plusgambleaware.org, and use the bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you'll find links to the fixtures we've just covered, or simply head to footballpredictions.net. Beauty is that you can have a look at all the places to watch the game from your location via streaming and TV channels, at tips for different betting markets, plus the latest offers, odds, and team news.
Yeah, we'd also like to let you know that we record these podcasts across several comps, as well as Syria, and you can hear them at podcast.footballpredictions.net, or where you normally get your podcasts from. Well, that's it. Thanks for joining us. Until the next one, it's...
Ciao!
Arrivederci.